Documents from the Modern Essene Movement. The Modern Essene Movement has several sources of inspiration. As one of the leading scholars of modern religious movements put it, Essene material is directly derivative of two occult bestsellers, The Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ by Levi H. Dowling and The Mystical Life of Jesus by Rosicrucian author H. Spencer Lewis. In addition to these, two documents which are particularly honored in modern Essene work are the Essene Gospel of Peace and the Gospel of the Holy Twelve. Unfortunately, neither ancient manuscript has yet been presented for the kind of scholarly study that the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Nag Hammadi Library have enjoyed. However, these texts are a source of inspiration to the women and men of the modern Essene community. The Gospel of the Holy Twelve. In 1881, the Reverend Gideon Ousley came into possession of what is said to be an original Gospel manuscript, taken from the Middle East to Tibet by Essenes in order to preserve it. Reverend Ousley published his translation of this work as The Gospel of the Holy Twelve, and it has also been compared to the Lost Gospel of the Nazarenes. Following is a selection from this work. What is Truth? Lection 90.
Again the twelve were gathered together in the circle of palm trees, and one of them, even Thomas, said to the others, "What is truth?" For the same things appear different to different minds, and even to the same mind at different times. What, then, is truth? And as they were speaking, Jesus appeared in their midst and said, "Truth, one and absolute, is in God alone. For no man, neither anybody of men, knoweth that which God alone knoweth, who is in all in all. To men truth is revealed, according to their capacity to understand and receive." 3. The one truth hath many sides. And one seeth one side only, another seeth another, and some see more than others, according as it is given to them. 4. Behold this crystal, how the one light manifests in 12 faces, ye 4 times 12, and each face reflecteth one ray of light, and the one regardeth one face, and another another, but it is the one crystal and the one light that shineth in all. 5. Behold again, when one climbeth a mountain, and attaining one height, he saith, "This is the top of the mountain, let us reach it." And when they have reached their height, lo, they see another beyond it until they come to the height from which there is no other height to be seen, if so be they can attain it. 6. So it is with the truth. I am the truth and the way and the life, and have given to you the truth I have received from above. And that which is seen and received by one is not seen and received by another. That which appeareth true to some seemeth not true to others. They who are in the valley see not as they who are on the hilltop. 7. But to each it is the truth as the one mind seeth, and for that time, till a higher truth shall be revealed unto the same. And to the soul which receiveth higher light shall be given more light. Wherefore condemn not others, that ye not be condemned. 8. As ye keep the holy law of love, which I have given unto you, so shall the truth be revealed more and more unto you, and the Spirit of truth which cometh from above shall guide you, albeit through many wanderings, in all truth, even as a fiery cloud guided the children of Israel through the wilderness. 9. Be faithful to the light ye have, till a higher light is given to you. Seek more light, and ye shall have abundantly. Rest not, till ye find. 10. God giveth you all truth, and as a ladder with many steps, for the salvation and perfection of the soul, and the truth which seemeth today, ye will abandon for a higher truth of the morrow. Press ye on to perfection. 11. Whoso keepeth the holy law which I have given, the same shall save their souls, however differently they may see the truths which I have given. 12. Many shall say unto me, "Lord, Lord, we have been zealous for thy truth. But I shall say unto them, Nay, but that others may see as ye see, and none other truth beside. Faith without charity is dead. Love is the fulfilling of the law. 13. How shall faith and what they receive profit them that hold it in unrighteousness? They who have love have all things, and without love there is nothing worth. Let each hold what they see to be the truth in love, knowing that where love is not, truth is a dead letter, and profiteth nothing. 14. There abide goodness and truth and beauty, but the greatest of these is goodness. If any have hatred of their fellows and harden their hearts to the creatures of God's hands, how can they see the truth unto salvation, seeing their eyes are blinded and their hearts are hardened to God's creation? 15. As I have received the truth, so I have given it to you. Let each receive it according to their light and their ability to understand, and persecute not those who receive it after a different interpretation. 16. For truth is the might of God, and it shall prevail in the end over all errors. But the holy law which I have given is plain for all, and just and good. Let all observe it for the salvation of their souls.
The Essene Gospel of Peace. In 1928, Edmond Bordeaux Zekely first published what he described as a translation of the Essene Gospel of Peace, an ancient manuscript said to have been discovered in the secret archives of the Vatican and among old Slavonic manuscripts in the Royal Library of the Habsburgs. During the remainder of his life, Zekely continued to publish these materials, which have become the cornerstone of much modern Essene work, and also international health and wellness movements. The Holy Streams, from The Teachings of the Elect, Book 4.
Into the innermost circle have you come, into the mystery of mysteries, that which was old when our father Enoch was young and walked the earth. Around and around have you come on your journey of many years, always following the path of righteousness, living according to the holy law and the sacred vows of our brotherhood. And you have made of your body a holy temple wherein dwells the angels of God. Many years have you shared the daylight hours with the angels of the earthly mother. Many years have you slept in the arms of the Heavenly Father, taught by his unknown angels. You have learned that the laws of the Son of Man are 7, of the angels 3, and of God 1. Now you shall know of the 3 laws of the angels, the mystery of the 3 holy streams, and the ancient way to traverse them. So shall you bathe in the light of heaven, and at last behold the revelation of the mystery of mysteries, the law of God, which is 1. Now in the hour before the rising of the sun, just before the angels of the earthly mother breathe life into the still sleeping earth, then do you enter into the holy stream of life. It is your brother Tree who holds the mystery of this holy stream, and it is your brother Tree who you will embrace in your thought, even as by day you embrace him in greeting when you walk along the lake shore. And you shall be one with the tree, for in the beginning of the times so did we all share in the holy stream of life that gave birth to all creation. And as you embrace your brother tree, the power of the holy stream of life will fill your whole body, and you will tremble before its might. Then breathe deeply of the angel of air, and say the word life with the outgiving of breath. Then you will become in truth the tree of life, which sinks its roots deep into the holy stream of life from an eternal source. And as the angel of sun warms the earth, and all the creatures of land and water and air rejoice in the new day, so will your body and spirit rejoice in the holy stream of life that flows to you through your brother Tree. And when the sun is high in the heavens, Then shall you seek the holy stream of sound. In the heat of noontide, all creatures are still and seek the shade. The angels of the earthly mother are silent for a space. Then it is that you shall let into your ears the holy stream of sound, for it can only be heard in the silence. Think on the streams that are born in the desert after a sudden storm, and the roaring sound of the waters as they rush past. Truly, this is the voice of God, if you did but know it. For as it is written, in the beginning was the sound, and the sound was with God, and the sound was God. I tell you truly, when we are born, we enter the world with the sound of God in our ears. Even the singing of the vast chorus of the sky and the holy chant of the stars in their fixed rounds. It is the holy stream of sound that traverses the vault of stars and crosses the endless kingdom of the Heavenly Father. It is ever in our ears, so do we hear it not. Listen for it, then, in the silence of noontide, bathe in it, and let the rhythm of the music of God beat in your ears until you are one with the holy stream of sound. It was this sound which formed the earth and the world, and brought forth the mountains, and set the stars in their thrones of glory in the highest heavens. And you shall bathe in the stream of sound, and the music of its water shall flow over you. For in the beginning of the times, so did we all share in the holy stream of sound, that gave birth to all creation. And the mighty roaring of the stream of sound will fill your whole body, and you will tremble before its might. Then breathe deeply of the angel of air, and become the sound itself, that the holy stream of sound may carry you to the endless kingdom of the Heavenly Father, there where the rhythm of the world rises and falls. And when darkness gently closes the eyes of the angels of the earthly mother, then shall you also sleep, that your spirit may join the unknown angels of the Heavenly Father. And in the moments before you sleep, then shall you think of the bright and glorious stars, the white, shining, far-seeing and far-piercing stars. For your thoughts before sleep are as the bow of the skillful archer that sends the arrow where he wills. Let your thoughts before sleep be with the stars, for the stars are light, and the Heavenly Father is light, even that light which is 1,000 times brighter than the brightness of 1,000 suns. Enter the holy stream of light, that the shackles of death may loose their hold forever, and breaking free from the bonds of earth, ascend the holy stream of light through the blazing radiance of the stars into the endless kingdom of the Heavenly Father. Unfold your wings of light, and in the eye of your thought, soar with the stars into the farthest reaches of heaven, where untold suns blaze with light. For at the beginning of the times, the holy law said, let there be light, and there was light. And you shall be one with it, and the power of the holy light stream will fill your whole body, and you will tremble before its might. Say the word light, as you breathe deeply of the angel of air, and you will become the light itself. And the holy stream will carry you to the endless kingdom of the Heavenly Father, there losing itself in the eternal sea of light, which gives birth to all creation. And you shall be one with the holy stream of light, always before you sleep in the arms of the Heavenly Father. I tell you truly, your body was made not only to breathe and eat and think, but it was also made to enter the holy stream of life. And your ears were made not only to hear the words of men, the song of birds and the music of falling rain, but they were also made to hear the holy stream of sound. And your eyes were made not only to see the rising and setting of the sun the ripple of sheaves of grain, and the words of the holy scrolls, but they were also made to see the holy stream of light. One day your body will return to the earthly mother, even also your ears and your eyes. But the holy stream of life, the holy stream of sound, and the holy stream of light, these were never born and can never die. Enter the holy streams, even that life, that sound, and that light which gave you birth, that you may reach the kingdom of the Heavenly Father and become one with Him, even as the river empties into the far distant sea. More than this cannot be told, for the holy streams will take you to that place where words are no more, and even the holy scrolls cannot record the mysteries therein.